This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X, at Rich Zeoli, the president says today no classified information was shared on Signal. He's not firing anybody. He's standing by his people. They acknowledge mistakes were made, and that's where we stand today. And in fact, I will give you some, we'll pull some audio up from that Oval Office, or sorry, the Cabinet Room. It happened right at the very start of the show today, but you might just be joining us leaving work. We'll play a little bit for that of you, what the president said a little bit later this hour. And hopefully, we're hoping our buddy Susan Crabtree joins us for the show this hour. But either way, this Tesla thing is really disgraceful, what these people are doing. I mean, it really is. They are purposely now, they had bombs at a Tesla dealership in Texas. That was a thing. And now they're keying cars of people. You don't key another man's automobile. You just don't do it. That's the bottom line. You don't do it. I'm going to play for you. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, and you should be watching on the YouTube stream, this is a video of a guy walks over to a Tesla Cybertruck in New Hampshire. He's wearing orange pants. You can see him key the car. It's all caught on camera. And then the cops come, and this idiot denies it, lies about it. Here is cut number 30.
You don't know what happened?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
You as well, sir.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I don't know what happened. You didn't see that Tesla?
No.
Okay. Well, we have one.
Okay.
We have a camera, it says. He says to the guy, did you key that Tesla? The guy goes, no. He goes, well, we got you on camera doing it. So, boom! There you go. Yeah, and Chris Appolito's right. He should be charged just for those orange pants at a minimum. Yeah, what is he, hunting? Huh? Huh? No, you don't key a woman's car either. You don't key cars. It's the bottom line. You just don't do it. Now, this is karma. This jackass. First of all, Matt, are we sure this video is real? That's the question that I had. Is this the one I sent you earlier?
Yeah, I have my suspicions. I tend to believe this is not real, but it is funny nonetheless. And we've censored it, so don't worry.
All right, it's funny nonetheless. Let's hope it's real, and then let's see. And if it's not real, the guy did a great job making this. If it is real, it's great karma. Either way, it's very entertaining. Who's the guy that did it? Give him proper attribution.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm not entirely sure.
All right, we'll pull up the tweet that I sent you. But here you go. And you want to here? Well, let's see what I sent it to you. So wait, hang on.
Vincent O'Shana.
Vincent Oshana. All right, let me see if he's the owner. No, but it's from Valuetainment Media. All right, so I'm guessing that Valuetainment Media, I'm guessing this is a, I'm going to go with this is a Fugazi. My gut tells me it's a Fugazi. We enlighten, we entertain, we empower. But nevertheless, funny video of a guy keying it. Well, actually doing more to a Tesla than just that. Take a look.
So, Elon Musk, huh? Rocket Man? How about F you? F you like you're screwing us.
Starts rubbing his butt against the Tesla. kicking it, keying it. All right, and then he takes his pants, he puts his pants down and rubs his butt against the Tesla while yelling, F you, Elon Musk. And he makes movements against the Tesla that look like he's trying to procreate with the Tesla. And then as he's doing this, the car that he was in starts going down the highway, rolling away from him because he didn't put it in park. And then he runs with his naked butt cheeks in the air. It's got to be a Fugazi, right?
I think it's fake, but it's funny nonetheless.
Very funny. Very well done. My Zioli Fugazi radar was up on that immediately, but it's funny nonetheless. Sadly, though, there's a lot of those videos that are not fake, and they're all over the place, and people are doing this, and it's disgraceful. And we tried to find the clip, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was saying earlier that Democrats should not be to blame for people who are hurting Teslas. I disagree. I think their rhetoric has been awful, and they've been calling for these attacks. They're telling people to basically go out there and do these things, and we should not be destroying an American company. I don't understand how Democrats think this is going to help them. I really don't. How are you going to win back white working class voters when you're rooting for them to lose their jobs and for their automobile dealerships to close, and you're going after people's cars that they own and their products? It just seems to me to be a very, very short-sighted, stupid thing to do. No doubt about it. 855-839-1210. By the way, speaking of Elon Musk, he talked about the shocking cases of fraud that were found at the SBA, the Small Business Administration. Cut 18.
Well, the clear case of fraud was with the Small Business Administration, where they were handing out loans, $330 million worth of loans to people under the age of 11. I think the youngest, Kelly, was a nine-month-year-old who got a $100,000 loan. That's a very precocious baby we're talking about here.
We're tackling the fraud, waste, and abuse in the agency. We've seen, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud go unprosecuted, so we're taking that on. We have a zero-tolerance policy for fraud, and we continue to crack down on it and make sure people are held accountable.
And you have a lot of that. You found far too much of it. It's a pure fraud. We like to use the words waste and abuse because they sort of sound good, but many of these things are pure fraud.
And J.D. Vance is going to Greenland on Friday. He posted that video a short time ago. He's going to Greenland. Going to Greenland. Going to Greenland. Greenland, no, that's Graceland, never mind. But he's going to Greenland. We've got the audio of this. We don't need the video, but we'll do that. And if you're just joining us, you know, it's very important to understand here that the president is standing with Mike Waltz. And he made it clear today that he's not going anywhere. Matt, were you able to grab any of those clips?
I do, but I have Vance up right now if you want it.
Yeah, let's do J.D. Vance going to Greenland. Going to Greenland. Take a listen.
Hey, guys, it's J.D. Vance, the vice president. And, you know, there was so much excitement around Usha's visit to Greenland this Friday that I decided that I didn't want her to have all that fun by herself. And so I'm going to join her. I'm going to visit some of our guardians in the Space Force on the northwest coast of Greenland and also just check out what's going on with the security there of Greenland. As you know, it's really important. A lot of other countries have threatened Greenland, have threatened to use its territories and its waterways to threaten the United States, to threaten Canada, and of course, to threaten the people of Greenland. So we're going to check out how things are going there. And I say that speaking for President Trump, we want to reinvigorate the security of the people of Greenland, because we think it's important to protecting the security of the entire world. Unfortunately, Leaders in both America and in Denmark, I think, ignored Greenland for far too long. That's been bad for Greenland. It's also been bad for the security of the entire world. We think we can take things in a different direction, so I'm going to go check it out. Hey, guys.
Now, good. Excellent. I'm glad that we are taking this seriously. Look, I've explained before, but the northern hemisphere of the world is very, very important. And this is how we have to buttress China. We got to be thinking about the next 100 years. It's the energy supply in the United States of America, oil, natural gas. And it's also the shipping lanes, the shipping routes, the control of the Arctic, which I think at some point, well, it's already, but the exploration there for natural resources, oil, natural gas. Greenland is critical in all this. And the administration is obviously taking this very seriously. This is not a sightseeing visit by the vice president. So the president today addressed the signal controversy. And here's the president on that, cut number one.
Are you going to change any of the practices that your national security officials used after a reporter was inadvertently added to a group chat about attacks on Yemen?
Well, I think it's a question I've been asked now, and I've given a few answers, and they've all been the same. We have an amazing group. Our national security now is stronger than it's ever been. We have had a very, very successful numerous attacks on that area. These are people that shoot down ships, not only our ships, ships all over the world. They're shooting down right out of the water and damaging them badly, or they're going down. They're also shooting anything that happens to be flying in the area. We hit them very, very hard. There was no classified information, as I understand it. They used a app, if you want to call it an app, that a lot of people use, a lot of people in government use, a lot of people in the media use. And
then here's the president and Mike Waltz discussing the situation regarding the Signal app. Take a listen.
Yes, Mr. President, you asked about lessons. I think there's a lot of the lessons. There's a lot of journalists in this city who have made big names for themselves, making up lies about this president, whether it's the Russia hoax or making up lies about Gold Star families. And this one in particular, I've never met, don't know, never communicated with. And we are looking into and reviewing how the heck he got into this room. But I'll tell you what, the world owes President Trump a favor. Under Biden, global shipping was shut down. Pinprick attacks, months between them, our destroyers being fired upon dozens of times. President Trump took decisive action with his national security team, took out the head missileer, knocked out missiles, knocked out headquarters, knocked out communication sites. And for once, as we hear, as you all hear from every one of our allies, thank God for American leadership again. Thank God for American strength. You're welcome. National security team that was coordinating these efforts, as Director Radcliffe testified today. His first day on the job, he was introduced to this app on his government systems at the CIA and at the State Department and otherwise. So, look, this journalist, Mr. President, wants the world talking about more hoaxes and this kind of nonsense rather than the freedom that you're enabling. And a key part of our sovereignty is open sea lanes and knocking the crap out of terrorists, which is exactly what your team and Pete Hegseth, a good friend and fellow veteran, is leading the charge on. And it's an honor. Yeah, for
all right. Well, there you go. Look, I know people want him to be, some people think that he should be fired. All I can tell you is the president has made his decision. He is not going to fire Pete Hegseth. He's or excuse me, Mike Waltz or Pete Hegseth for that matter. He's going to stand by him. And you can agree with that or disagree with that. That's the president's decision. He made a mistake. The guy screwed up. Obviously, the journalist should not have been on that chain. The biggest thing for me as an American citizen that I want to make sure of, I don't care. Like if somebody's on mistakes happen, okay, fine. Don't do it again. I got it. But preserving the documents, ensuring that we have the records for the American people to be able to review going forward is what we need to have. That's what we need to have. It's very, very important to me going forward. It's critical the American people be able to look back and see what our government did, and we'll be able to understand, you know, the decisions that were made and that sort of thing. So, okay. The other thing, too, I wanted to mention as we continue along the show here today, you know, Democrats are in disarray. That's the big story that we're talking about. What they're doing now is they're turning to the courts, and they're trying to use the courts to stop the Trump administration in every single way. And you have to understand something. These judges that are doing this right now are only going to wake the American people up to what the president is trying to do to make the country move forward in the right direction. He just signed another executive order today, which I have no doubt is going to be blocked in court like that. Probably be blocked in court by tomorrow morning. It's regarding the elections and election integrity and what the president wants to do here. And the states, if they want to get any money, what they have to do to cooperate. Take a listen.
Lastly, sir, we have an executive order for your attention on the very important subject of election integrity. We believe that this executive order is the farthest reaching executive action taken in the history of the Republic to secure our elections. Among numerous other aspects of this executive order, this is going to cut down on illegal immigrants on the voter rolls, ensure that the Department of Homeland Security and the data that they have available is being fully weaponized to ensure that illegal immigrants aren't voting. This will include a citizenship question on the federal voting form for the first time. This executive order instructs the EAC to cut federal funding to states that don't take reasonable steps to secure their election. This calls on the Department of Justice to vigorously prosecute election crimes, particularly in states that we don't believe are in compliance with federal law around election integrity. I could go on and on for a while, sir, but the compliance with national election day rules, cracking down and investigating and prosecuting foreign interference in our elections, revoking President Biden's Executive Order 14019, which essentially weaponized government to corrupt and pollute our election process. There's a lot in here, but we believe that these are very important steps that we need to be taking as an administration at your direction to ensure that our elections are as secure as they possibly can be.
Okay. You all understand that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Election fraud. You've heard the term. We'll end it, hopefully. At least this will go a long way toward ending it. There are other steps that we will be taking as in the coming weeks, and we think we'll be able to end up getting fair elections. Perhaps some people think I shouldn't be complaining because we won in a landslide, but we got to straighten out our election. This country is so sick because of the election, the fake elections and the bad elections, and we're going to straighten it out one way or the other.
That'll be blocked in court tomorrow. I have no doubt. These judges are going to block everything the president does. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Jasmine Crockett is a hideous person. She is a hideous person. So the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has been paralyzed since the 1980s and has been in a wheelchair. And she made a joke about him. Very mean, cringy, and rude, but a joke, mocking him. She denies mocking him. She denies that it was a mock. She's now getting hit with a censure effort for it. I don't think you need to censure her over it. You just point out how stupid she is, an idiot. I mean, she's a clown. It's a clown. That's what she said. But here's what she said. Here's what Jasmine Crockett said. You can hear it for yourself about Governor Greg Abbott. Take a listen.
Thank you so much, Morgan, because we in these hot-ass Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot ass mess, honey. So yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So Governor Greg Abbott has been a paraplegic since the age of 26 because a large oak tree fell on him during a jog. I wonder if the left's going to condemn that because they're always talking about able-bodied people who mock people who have disabilities. I'm just wondering if there's going to be any sort of condemnation from the left on this. Crockett's office did not respond to Fox News Digital's request for comment, but the congresswoman posted on X after publication and said the following, quote, "I wasn't thinking about the governor's condition. I was thinking about the planes, trains, and automobiles he used to transfer migrants into communities led by black mayors deliberately stoking tension and fear among the most vulnerable. Literally, the next line I said was that he was a mess, referencing his terrible policies. At no point did I mention or allude to his condition. There you go. Now, the House recently voted to censure Al Green. He was the crazy guy with the cane, if you remember, who was going after President Trump. And now in this case, they want to now potentially censure her for those comments. I don't think it's necessary to censure her. If it was a joke, it was a stupid joke. Maybe she didn't mean it that way. Regardless, you're going to draw more attention to it, and it's going to look petty to punish her for speech. I think punishing Green was the right move because his conduct was so deplorable. The way that he acted for the in front of the president of the United States of America was shameful at the State of the Union address. But if you start censuring members of Congress for offhanded comments they make, you're going to be censuring everybody at one point or another. That's how I look at it. So, you know, don't even bother with that. And the View host Sarah Haynes says Democrats got to stop the performative screaming at rallies because it's not going to fix the country. It's not going to fix the country. And it is performative. And I'm glad she used the word performative because not only is it performative, it's paid for. Performative and paid for by groups that are funding these people to be out there. Yes. Big Democrat groups are funding people to be at these rallies, protesting and making fools out of themselves. Do not think for a second that this is actually a grassroots effort. You know, and you've got this MoveOn.org, you know, MoveOn.org. They're warning Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries right now. You got deep problems with the base. OK, but let's understand what the Democrat base is. You know, the Democrat base is crazy people. That's why. Chuck Schumer, he's got a problem with the base because he kept the government open. That's the thing. 78% of participants in a survey feel that the Democrats are not committed enough to stopping Trump. The base of the Democrat Party does not want to help in any way, shape, or form. They want to stop Trump at every turn. That's their base. It's not a base looking for bipartisanship. It's not a base looking to try to make America great again in their own special little ways. Nope. And if you're not doing enough to stop him, well, then you're part of the problem. Isn't that something? You know, a large majority of the base, you got a problem with the base because you're not doing enough to stop Donald Trump. That's something. Here's the acting interim attorney general of the state of New Jersey, Alina Haba. I forgot how to say it. She's been on the show before. I'm sure we'll get her on the phone again. She was on discussing New Jersey and what's going on in New Jersey. And she also brought up his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. And this is what she said during a press availability, cut number 8.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I'm sure you've seen President Trump has just put out a statement that he has appointed me as the interim U.S. attorney for the state of New Jersey, my home state. As you know, I've stood by President Trump, his family, the organization, and many other clients in that state where I've been born and raised, and I'm raising my babies now. But there is corruption, there is injustice, and there is a heavy amount of crime right in Cory Booker's backyard and right under Governor Murphy, and that will stop. I look forward to working with Pam Bondi and with the Department of Justice and making sure that we further the president's agenda of putting America first, cleaning up mess, and going after the people that we should be going after, not the people that are falsely accused. That will stop in the great state of New Jersey starting now. Thank you so much.
Who are the people you want to go after?
We'll see when I get in there. We got to see what's going in. I know you'd love that narrative. Let me be very clear.
You mentioned politics.
I didn't, actually.
Cory Booker and Governor Murphy.
Correct, because I think Cory Booker and Governor Murphy have failed the state of New Jersey. If you look at what happened in crime, what's going on in Newark, what's going on in Camden, this has been a neglected state. It is one of the most populated states for its size, and it needs to stop. We're going to do a bang-up job. I cannot wait. It's a great honor.
How long
thank
is
you
your
all.
For?
Thank you very much.
Alina, do you have any more information on this U.S. attorney who died?
No, I do not at that time, but I do pray for her family, and I hope she rests in peace. That was tragic. I will be leaving the White House soon and going to New Jersey to serve in my current role and my new role.
This is ahead of some statewide ambition.
Thank you all so much. I'm excited. I'll see you.
Well, yes, if there's statewide ambition, like running for governor or something. Remember, Chris Christie was at one point the United States Attorney for New Jersey. and went after corruption and then used that to launch his campaign for governor. I hope Alina Haba addresses corruption. I really do. New Jersey is a corrupt, corrupt state. And politicians get away with it, and it's gross. We've seen it all. We've seen it so many times. So I hope she looks into that. I hope she looks into election integrity. I know she will. You know, I had friends texting me on election night. Tiny little boroughs like Riverton, New Jersey, for example. I have my buddies texting me, live in that town, waiting in line 4 hours. I have friends in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, texting me. They're waiting in line 6 hours to vote. So you got to get to the bottom of that. No question about that. And that it's going to make all of us happy because this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Since New Jersey's in the news, we should book your spring break getaway with the kids right now. Save when you stay multiple nights. Breakfast is included in all the packages. Book at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Do it today. No, but I mean, there's that. And then the other thing I wanted to look into is you got a lot of these car thefts that are happening. So if you live in a town close to a major highway, like 295, let's say you live in like Haddonfield, that area, for example, Morristown, there's been a number of car thefts. So they, you know, police advise people, obviously, make sure your car is locked. If you can put it in a garage, great. Not everybody has a garage, obviously. And there's even been situations where in some of these towns, the thieves have broken into the homes to get the fobs and then stolen the cars. They jump right onto 295 or 95, depending on where they are. And they go right up to the ports of Newark and they load those cars onto cargo ships and then they're gone. And they go over to Africa or Asia, wherever they go, most likely Africa from there. And it's a big deal. And it's an international crime syndicate targeting cars. At one point, the Attorney General of New Jersey, this guy put out a warning to Hyundai and also to Kia, saying to them, you need to make your cars less easy to steal. That's called victim shaming right there. That's what that is, victim shaming. You got to make your cars less easy to steal. But if you know, a lot of these high-end vehicles, that's what happens. The thieves will come in off of the highway to whatever little town that is right there, go in, find a car that doesn't have the light. Most of the time now, these modern cars, when you lock them, the two lights, you know, on the side, the, what do you call them? What do you call those friggin' things? The
tail lights.
No. The lights that go in by the door, you know, the rear view lights. What do you call those?
On the side mirrors?
Yeah, side mirrors. Oh. Those things, they turn in when you lock them, right?
Yeah.
Your fancy Harvard car does that, right?
They do turn in, yes.
Yeah. So they look for the cars that don't have the mirrors turned in. And then they think those cars might be easier to steal. And that's what they do. And then they get in them and they drive them to 295. So in other words, if you don't have a car that automatically the mirrors turn in, you might be able to turn that feature on. And if not, and you live in one of those towns, you park on the street, you might want to turn the mirrors in. You know what I mean? To make it look like. Because that's what they look for. So anyway, I hope she goes after those two. International car theft rings that are preying on towns in New Jersey, and she'll have the power to do that as the United States Attorney for New Jersey, because like I said, this is not a state crime. This is a federal issue. They're putting them on the ports, getting them on cargo ships, and then leaving the United States of America. Then that becomes a federal issue right there. All right, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, if you want to weigh in on everything we are discussing today. You know, when it comes to your lawn, you got to make a choice as spring is here now, and you got to start thinking about who's going to take care of your lawn the right way when it comes to your weeds and insect control. And that's why you should choose the lawn company I've been using for years, Natural Lawn of America, because you're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. That's the Natural Lawn of America commitment, the Natural Lawn of America guarantee. Save her for your kids, save her for your pets. Their natural organic approach to lawn care gets the job done. And the difference is, because Natural Lawn of America, it's specialized to your lawn. Not all lawns are the same, obviously. You have different needs, different weeds, different grass. So what you want to do is reach out to Natural Lawn of America today by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. And if you do that today, they will, and you sign up for their full service program, they're going to seed your lawn for free. every year. Now, that overseeding makes a big difference, a really big difference, when it comes to the health of your lawn. So choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. 1-800-FREE-SEED.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm impressed. I'm shocked,
actually.
I've been
gone by the time Linda hung up the phone.
I want to drink it. Don't get me wrong, but I've controlled myself.
Yeah, because it tastes like Coke. Chris Appolito's right. It tastes like a freaking Coke. The greater Chris, it tastes like a Coke.
It's a special Coke brew specifically for the inauguration.
Yes.
I bet it tastes a little bit better.
And you should put it on your shelf. It'll age beautifully.
I don't know. I mean, does Coke age? What's the shelf life on a Coke? They don't sit around in my house. I knock them out quick, so I couldn't tell you.
You know, my next stop has to be getting on the 5, right?
You haven't been on the 5 yet?
No, I got to do that.
Oh, I thought you had.
I think they're testing me for it because they put me on the panel with Failey yesterday. So, well, they have these strategies that they do at Fox News. You know what I mean?
Is that true? You sound crazy right now. I don't think. Are there specific tests that they give?
I think so.
On the 5.
Look, you start with doing the remote thing, then you get on set, and they put you with other people to see how you pair up, and they throw things at you that you weren't expecting, like the whole thing yesterday with the painting about Trump, and they see how you handle it, and then they see if you mesh, and then they put you on something else. That's how they seem to do it.
Well, if you pass the 5 test, you get Brett Baer's job or something. How does that work? What's after that?
No, you can't actively root for anyone to lose their job. You just got to wait your turn until they add a spot for you at some point. Saturday, 2 a.m., whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 2 a.m. Well, I won't be watching at 2 a.m., but I bet other people will be watching. You.
Other people might be. I mean, we're a long way from that. I'm just saying, it's good. We're making good progress. We're on a 2-week rotation now on America's Newsroom. And a monthly rotation on Failey's Saturday Night Show. So we're on our way. We're doing good. We're on our way, and that's good stuff. So
it does seem like you're on a lot all of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden. I feel like you were on a lot during the election season, and I believe it was initially because Pennsylvania was obviously that was maybe the most important state. You must have done well, though, because they continued to ask you to come back post-election. So that theory I'm buying into.
Dana wants me talking about things that are bigger than just Pennsylvania. So we're analyzing the whole, the whole country and where the Democrats are and where the Democrats stand on everything. That's what we got to be doing here. That's what it's about. And then you got to bring the thunder.
You got to say nipples on air. That evidently is what.
You got to say bat nipples. Speaking of nipples, AOC.
What?
An interesting segue.
This is the most bizarre segue in the history of the show, and there have been some strange ones.
Well, she does have them.
Well, I would imagine.
I'm just saying, Sharon Kay on Twitter was wondering, have I ever tried the orange cream flavored Coke? She loves it. I have not.
I'm ashamed to say I have not tried it either, but let me tell you, it's next on my to-do list.
Marcus Aurelius, aren't there enough dwarves on the 5? That's just rude, quite frankly. But I'd have to go in the little chair, the Gutfeld chair. That's the little chair. That's where they put the little people. You know what I mean? The little people.
How tall is Gutfeld?
According to Jimmy, he's 4'10". I don't know if that's true or not.
That,
no, he's five, maybe 5'6". I mean, I forget. We were in person together many years ago. We did an event together. Hosted him for his book when his book came out back in 2016 or something like that. And he's never asked me on a show. So kind of awkward. Just saying. Anyway, here's AOC talking about Teslas and the damage that are being done and how it's not the fault of Democrats, even though you had Representative Jasmine Crockett tell people that all she wants for her birthday is for people to go after Tesla and Elon Musk. Take a listen.
You're at rallies saying, not you particularly, but your colleagues saying F Elon Musk and using other words to profane words to describe him. Does that rile people up, your supporters, to take action on their own?
I don't know. You know, I think about...
You think about Republicans calling me a communist and Republicans saying that I hate this country, and I certainly have felt the impact of that. And of course, you know, I think what's most important is that we all come together on the values that unite us, which is making sure that we're protecting people covered by Medicare, protecting Social Security, and ensuring that we defend it against a lot of these draconian cuts that are frankly threatening a lot of people.
Just out of curiosity there, is that really answering the question? I don't really think so. That's just me. I'm just saying, you know, that's just pointing that out. Just wanted to get that on the record there. Not exactly, you know, a thing. Yeah. All right. So let me share this with you as well, because it's been a busy day. The president today signing executive orders or a pardon for Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's business partner, which means Devin Archer is now going to cooperate, which is a good thing. He signed an order today on election integrity, and he also said he wanted to defund PBS and NPR. Good. Excellent. All great stuff. He defended his team. He defended Mike Waltz. He defended his people. It's a very important point that was made today by Axios. Trump is Teflon. Now, Axios is not particularly a site that loves Trump, but I wanted to share this with you because I think it's a good analysis from a, I'd say, kind of middle of the road. Maybe they lean a little bit to the left, if anything, Axios. The past 24 hours have been a vivid example of why scandal so rarely sticks to President Trump. Axios's Mark Caputo writes the following. According to a staff member, we can easily handle what would kill any other administration. This will blow over. A top advisor boasted to Axios shortly after the Atlantic's editor-in-chief revealed that he'd been added to a text thread of highly sensitive military planning. Trump himself made clear during an impromptu press conference today, which we carried live for you and then also played some clips throughout the show today, that there will be no consequences for what was, on the merits, a colossal operational security blunder. He answered every question. He stood by his team, and he gave no ground to critics. He refused to say anyone would be fired and said National Security Advisor Mike Waltz doesn't even need to apologize. There was applause at the end of Trump's press availability, a sign of palpable relief from the secretaries and staff. MAGA Media also quickly closed ranks. Axios's Tal Axelrod notes that the powerful cavalry is a big part of how the White House can put itself on the counterattack under almost any circumstance. The Atlantic's war plan leak story exposes Team Trump as thoughtful, competent, and ruthless, reads a headline from the National Pulse. They want an impeachment. They think they can pick off a cabinet member here, and they think that this scandal gives them the ability to do this, said Jack Sobieck, a prominent podcaster who's been on the show several times. He said that on Steve Bannon's War Room. He also said you got to be more careful and noted Republicans' furor over Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email server during her time as Secretary of State. In 48 hours, no one will care about any of this, one Trump advisor said. It's a faux media event. Nothing really to nip in the bud. No one will lose their job over it. I'm willing to bet they don't use Signal in the future. I agree. They probably won't. So nip in the bud is kind of similar to saying bat nipples. Don't you think, Matt DeSantis? It's very, very close. Basically the same thing.
That close.
Kind of sounds like it.
All right, it sort of sounds like a little bit. I'll concede.
Nip in the bud. Just saying. Bat nipples. You know, just saying. Can you play the part of that interview where we talked about that orange paint, the painting of Trump?
No, because that was the one clip I exited out of. I assumed you wouldn't be so vain as to go to your own segment on Fox twice in one show, and yet here I am looking like a fool.
Well, I just wanted to know that was one that I wasn't prepared for. They just kind of threw that at me, if I handled it well.
If you give me 2 seconds, I can pull it up.
Take your time. Let me read this to you. US EPA. POTUS's policies are helping to bring back American auto jobs and domestic manufacturing to revitalize the auto industry. Under the leader, the administrator, Lee Zeldin, The EPA is going to work with leaders to streamline and develop smart regulations to allow for American workers to lead the great comeback that we need. And they're bringing back American auto jobs as a big part of this. Now, why are these companies investing in America again? Like Hyundai, $20 billion investment, and a $5.8 billion investment for a new plant in Louisiana. That was a big thing they have with Governor Jeff Landry yesterday. We actually have some audio of that. Stellantis was going to pull out. They were done. Remember, they were leaving. $5 billion investment in the United States manufacturing. Volkswagen. They're considering shifting production to the high-end automobiles and Porsche brand to the United States of America. Honda expected to produce its next generation Civic hybrid model in Indiana. Nissan considering moving production from Mexico to the United States. Rolls-Royce expected to ramp up production in the United States, hiring more American workers and expanding U.S.-based operations. Now, these car companies are doing this because the EPA is going to drop their ridiculous standards on car manufacturers that are basically going to wind up driving them out of business. Because of the way that the formula that the Biden administration put in place, meaning that they had to have this number of electric vehicles. And even if they weren't selling, that meant they had to sell less gas-powered cars to make up the differential. They were forcing these companies to lose money. And as a result, these companies were saying, we got to close shops, we got to close dealerships. That's going away. And that revitalization is occurring again because of that. So you see, you get rid of the regulations, you streamline this stuff, and this is what occurs. All right, here's the clip on Fox News yesterday. Yes, I'm incredibly vain, but I'm also, you know, need a little reassurance here on this. So go ahead.
They were willing to take people's money, and then after the debate, they walked it back. Mm-hmm. I also want to get to this. This is getting some attention online and from the president. The Colorado State Capitol has a new portrait of President Trump that they put up. President Trump doesn't like it, thinks it's unflattering. He wrote this, that nobody likes a bad picture or painting of themselves. But the one in Colorado in the state capitol put up by the governor, along with all other presidents, was purposefully distorted to a level that even I perhaps have never even seen before. I would much prefer not having a picture than having this one, but many people from Colorado have called and written to complain. Stuff like when the portraits are done and it's in the eye of the artist, and maybe this artist was not being so kind.
Well, it's very, very obvious that he's bloated in that picture, and that's not the way he looks in real life. But certainly, if he lays off the McDonald's, it's going to help him. And that's what Bobby Kennedy's all about, right? Look, Trump walked into Philly the other night for the wrestling thing at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Place went wild. They loved him. They loved him. They were rooting him on, cheering him on. It was great. He had all these Republican senators. Senator Dave McCormick was with him, a bunch of Republican congressmen. He's very, very well liked. That's a dumb picture. But hey, is it as bad as anything Hunter Biden did? No. Did him go art through a straw?
All right, return, sir.
Okay, there you go. How did I handle that, you think?
I thought it was good.
Just good?
I thought your George Clooney stuff was better, but I would give that a solid... I'll give it like a B plus or an A minus.
B plus, all right. We'll take a B plus. How could it have been improved?
If you were funny? No, I don't know. I'm just messing with you.
If I was funny like Jimmy Fallon?
No, I'm just kidding.
The Hunter Biden art thing at the end was good.
That was good. I thought it was good. I thought it was good stuff. Now, see, you've used that joke on our show. I think if I had heard it for the first time, I would have found it more humorous than I did upon repeat. Yeah. You've told that joke on this show, I think, once before. So
blowing art through blowing paint through a straw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I give like a B plus, A minus. Overall, I'd give the total performance an A, though.
All right, Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of missed the first half of it because we had an issue with the PPM alarm.
I mean, is there
studio.
Anything that work? What's worth the PPM alarm? What happened with that?
I genuinely have no idea.
No
we weren't
idea.
Even playing a clip when it went off, and it's just this blinding green like strobe light, basically. I think I'm going to have a seizure.
Does anything work?
No.
I got people on the YouTube chat that are all complaining the volume's all messed up.
I've got the volume. Okay, this is my personal graph. I've got the volume maxed out in both VMix and on the board. It's It is as loud as I can make it without it sounding garbage. I just, please work with me here, people. Everything is as loud as we can make it.
All right. So give Justin a break, all right?
I like when Justin's under attack and I'm left.
Oh, it's coming back to you. Don't worry.
Yeah, somehow this is your fault, DeSantis. This doesn't happen when you're back in Phoenix. It's only when you're in studio.
That's true.
I'm just pointing that out.
I brought the bad luck with me.
When are you going back, by the way?
This weekend.
Thank God. All right.
It's very hurtful.
If I'm going to be nice to you, I at least want you in a different zip code, time zone. I want you in a different, totally different time zone.
I'll be in a better mood. I'll be prepared for it because the weather will be so nice.
It's beautiful out today. It's like 70 degrees and sunny. What more do you want?
It could be sunnier. It could be warmer.
It could be warmer.
Scottsdale was like 80 when I left a couple weeks ago.
By the way, Stacey Garrity's coming up at 6, the Pennsylvania State Treasurer. She's got a wonderful announcement regarding property that you may be getting back. So you're going to want to tune in for that. Here's the president announcing that Hyundai is going to build this new big plant in Louisiana. This is Cut 19. Take a listen.
Today, we're delighted to report that Hyundai is announcing a major $5.8 billion investment in American manufacturing. In particular, Hyundai will be building a brand new steel plant in Louisiana, which will produce more than 2.7 million metric tons of steel a year, creating more than 1,400 jobs for American steelworkers. And then there'll be major expansion after that. This will be Hyundai's first ever steel mill in the United States, one of the largest companies in the world, by the way, supplying steel for its auto parts and auto plants in Alabama and Georgia, which will soon produce more than 1 million American-made cars every single year. The cars are coming into this country at levels never seen before. Get ready. This investment is a clear demonstration that tariffs very strongly work, and I hope other things also, but the tariffs are bringing them in at levels that have not been witnessed.
There you go. You know, by the way, the New York Times admits plastic bags are better for the environment than paper bags. Plastic bag bans, which we have all over the place, like in Jersey, for example. I forget my friggin' plastic bags all the time. You know, you go to a store and you forget your bags and then you got it. I hate that. And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Do that today and you will be on your way to having a beautiful, beautiful smile. So paper bags, plastic bags, or totes. New York Times wrote a story about this and they found out that single-use plastic bags are not nearly as bad for the environment as they thought. Shocking. And that the paper might not be as green as you think, and that those tote bags, they use more plastic to make them than in just a simple disposable plastic bag. You know, you'd have to reuse a paper bag 3 times to bring its global warming impact in line with that of a plastic bag used just once. And a 2018 study by Denmark's EPA found that plastic bags made from low-density polyethylene, a versatile and widely used form of plastic, have the smallest environmental footprint of 8 types of grocery bags, including paper ones. I know, we're all shocked by that, right? Shocked. Shocked by that. Listen, the Grand Hotel of Cape May is my happy place for a reason. It's a great place to be. It's a lot of fun. And now's the time to start thinking about spring break. Spring break for your kids. That's right. Oh, yeah. One study said you have to use the reusable bag 70 plus times in order to justify their existence. That's how much plastic is made. Yeah, you bet. Spring break package with the kids. So mid-April, got the heated indoor pool. You also have free breakfast included with all their packages. And the longer you stay, the more you save. So the kids are off from school. You need something to do. You don't have to travel far. The weather's going to be great in Cape May. They have the indoor pool to entertain them, the game room to entertain them, restaurant right on site. You take a mini golfing, go get some ice cream. The crowds haven't started coming in yet, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And the beautiful thing about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, is that the packages they have for the spring break, mean you save money anywhere from 5% off to 10% off to staying five nights and getting 15% off the regular rate. And all the packages include breakfast because the kids got to eat. And Memorial Day is going to be here before you know it. So please sign up today before all the rooms are gone and you will have a great, great summer at the Jersey Shore in Cape May. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and don't forget, June 20th, our first live show. Start making plans for that now, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.